You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number for you, 800-259-9231, and you get to bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231, Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features you'll find there, because they're totally free. And again, freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and to the fun. This is the show about your calls, so we're starting with Ash in Virginia. Been waiting patiently. Ash, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how's it going tonight?
Hey, doing great, Ash.
So I just wanted to talk about, you had mentioned being interested in the psychology behind people like, what's this minister? I forgot his name now.
Reverend Ted Haggard.
Reverend Ted Haggard, yeah.
The man who was caught for, the allegations came out that he's a gay man who likes to snort methamphetamine, when in fact he's one, of course, the loudest anti-gay proponents out there. He was the head of the National Church of Evangelicals.
Yeah. Well, actually, the thing that prompted me to call was there's a post on the bulletin board. The title of the post is Psychiatrist Examines the Anti-Gun Mentality. And obviously, this doesn't have anything to do with homosexuality, this article this psychiatrist wrote up. But it can be applied to the same thing. Mm-hmm. But in particular, there's two psychological terms, which are reaction formation and projection. And basically, in terms of projection, it says that if someone is taught to believe something is bad, even though it's something, and particularly when they don't really believe themselves that it's bad,
mm-hmm.
and by this teaching, they never let themselves express this emotion, even think about it, that it might be okay, they will tend to take this, the negative side of it, and project it onto other people. So it makes, you know, gives them a very, very strong emotional response against it, and therefore they can eventually end up becoming very opposed to the idea.
So it's okay if they do it, but it's not okay if other people do it, kind of thing?
Well, not really. Actually, in terms of projection, they don't really believe it's okay for them to do it.
Okay.
So that's why they're doing it, and they still believe it's wrong. And that's why they're so vehemently opposed to it in publicly, you know?
So if they could just get some laws passed to put a stop to it, then their behavior will somehow come to an end.
That's one side of it, potentially. But, I mean, I don't think that's really what's going on with him. I think this is just a guy who has, potentially, there's a guy who he has these feelings and beliefs that he doesn't think are really wrong himself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in his... He doesn't believe they're wrong, but he has been taught that they're wrong. So he, in order to try and repress his feelings, he gets involved with these groups that are very opposed to the emotions that he's feeling or whatever.
But he's obviously not being very successful if that's what his intention is. If his intention is to repress his gay meth snorting tendencies, then it's not working. I mean, because he's still going out on at least a monthly basis, according to the gay man, and having gay sex.
Well, that's true. In most cases, these things end up in self-destructive behavior, in doing what they're doing in an even more destructive manner than they probably would if they were able to reject the immorality idea of these things altogether.
I see. So if he was more able to embrace his true self, then maybe he wouldn't be as destructive?
That's part of the reasoning behind it, yeah.
Interesting. Ash, thank you for the information, man. We appreciate hearing from you, sir.
No problem.
800-259. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. So there's a little bit of psychological insight for you.
It essentially comes down to that self-hitting gay thing that I said, but
right.
He just gave the background on it.
He needs to accept himself for who he is. He's a man that likes other men.
And meth.
And that's okay. That's okay.
Not with his wife.
Well... She's going to have to start accepting him for who he is, too. 800-2, of course he's not. You know, he's going, oh, I'm going to go into treatment now. I mean, that's the next step, right? I'm going into treatment for gayness, because they've got those programs. They've got the Christian Become a Heterosexual Again programs, which...
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to be for show. It's all going to be for show. He's going to tone it down for a little while, all the while he's furtively masturbating to self-pleasuring to gay porn. I mean,
and this time he'll take longer trips instead of, into the city, into Denver. He'll, you know, go to Costa Rica or something like that, someplace where it's farther and he can't get quite get caught and somebody doesn't speak English
as
well.
Right, someone who won't know who he is, someone who won't spot him on television like this guy did. Because this gay dude, the 49-year-old gay former escort, if he hadn't have seen Reverend Haggard on television, he never would have gotten caught. These allegations never would have come out. So, yeah, it was absolutely because of his celebrity. Makes you wonder how many other people are out there that aren't as well-known and well-respected, I guess, as Reverend Haggard, some of the more lesser-known pastors in the world. How many of them are involved in this sort of behavior? Makes you go, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ernesto in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ernesto.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Whoa,
Ernesto, having some phone trouble there. Let's put Ernesto back on hold. Maybe have him call back or something, board up, and see if we can get a better connection from him, because definitely want to hear what he has to say, but not if it's that.
I think we're having some microphone trouble with you.
No. All right, so since we're talking about this whole religion thing, let's jump into some statistics. This statistics might bother some of the more evangelical Christians who are trying to save the world for Jesus. Americans are often thought of as people who believe in God, but results of a new Harris poll show that even that might be changing. The poll found that 42% of the United States, of all United States adults, say they are not absolutely certain that there is a God.
42% are not absolutely certain there's a God.
That's right, including 15% who are somewhat certain, 11% who think there's probably no God, and 16% who aren't sure. Not everyone who described themselves as Christian or Jewish said that they believed in God. Only 76% of Protestants, 64% of Catholics, and 30% of Jews said they are absolutely certain that there is a God. However, most Christians who described themselves as born again, 93%, said they are absolutely certain that there is a God. Now, normally when they ask these questions, normally when they ask Americans religious-based, is there a God questions, they just ask, do you believe in God? And the vast majority of Americans, like over 90%, say, yes, I believe in God. But I like how they've asked this question. Are you absolutely certain that there is a God? Yeah, they believe in him, but they're not so sure if he's really out there. Demographic groups that are more likely to say that they're absolutely certain that there is a God include people in all age groups over 40. Because I guess as you get closer to dying, you want to believe in God more,
right.
I suppose.
I would think.
Compared to people in age groups under 40, women, 62%, absolutely certain. More than men, 54%, absolutely certain. Blacks, 71%, compared to Hispanics, 61%, and whites, 57%. Republicans, of course, 73% of them are absolutely certain. Democrats, 54%. Independents, 51%. Isn't that interesting?
It is. You would think that Republicans would be higher.
People with no college education, 62%, who have some college education, 57%, compared to college graduates, 50%, and those with postgraduate degrees, 53%. So the more educated you are, this backs up a different statistic that we'd seen before, that the more so-called education you have, the less likely you are to believe in God. About 35% of all adults polled said they attend religious services at least once a month, including 26% who said they attend every week or more often than that.
Can you believe 26% of adults actually go to religious services once a week?
You think that's high?
It surprises me.
I'm actually surprised. I guess it's a... I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. I don't know what my prior opinion was. I don't know anybody that goes to church. But then again, that's just because I don't hang around in those circles. About, nearly half of all adults polled, 46% of them, said they attend services a few times a year or less frequently, while 18%, be me, said they never attend religious services.
I pretty much rarely do. I certainly have, but not these days.
Those who said they attend religious services once a month or more include 48% of Protestants, 46% of Catholics, and 12% of Jews. However, more than two-thirds, 68% of born-again Christians, attend once a month or more. The public is almost equally divided, by the way, between those who think God is male, 36%, neither male nor female, 37%, with 10% saying both male and female, but only 1% of Americans actually think God could be a female.
hermaphroditic god. That's very interesting.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Mark, you've got some fun TSA stories on the way. It's fun instead of terroristic.
One
coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-401-6788. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-401-6788. That's 800-401-6788.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you on the front page of the website. It's all for free at freetalklive.com. And You need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Talking about some interesting statistics from a recent Harris poll that shows that 42% of U.S. adults say they aren't absolutely certain that there is a God, and 11% say there's probably no God, as a matter of fact. Much of the public, 41% of them, in fact, thinks of God as a spirit or power that can take on a human form, but is not inherently human, according to the survey. But 27% think of God as, quote, a spirit or power that does not take a human form, while 9% of adults in America think of God as being like a human being with a face, body, arms, legs, eyes, etc.
Really?
Only 29% of those polled said they believe God controls what happens on Earth. Of those believers, 57% were born-again Christians, and 44% of the respondents say they believe that God observes but does not control what happens on Earth. Finally, poll results show that about 51% of all adults, including a majority of Catholics, believe that Jews, Christians, and Muslims all worship the same God. One-third, 32% of them, said they believe they do not, and 16% are not sure. So, Jews, Christians, and Muslims all worshiping the same God. That's what a solid majority of people think.
And most of those people are Catholics.
No, a majority of Catholics think that. On this question, as on the others, the views of born-again Christians are different. A 54% majority believes they do not worship the same God, and only 34% believe they do. 3 years ago, an identical survey, 79% of adults said they believed in God, and 66% said they were absolutely certain that there is a God. Now, in this new survey, those numbers declined to 73% and 58%, respectively. Why the changes? Well, there are some important differences between telephone polling and those conducted online, as this survey was. Several surveys find that
people
are more likely to admit potentially embarrassing beliefs or behaviors when answering online surveys than to admit these behaviors when talking to an actual interviewer on the phone. So the fact that you've got somebody asking you the questions in person, even though they are on the phone, even though they are a total stranger, you're still less likely to be totally honest about your belief system.
Now, how could you get a fair in tab by doing online polling?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like you could. I mean, because at the very least, you have people that are willing to take a poll. Mm-hmm. They're going to be of a certain psychographic or something. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You'll have
but
to
I guess
ask.
If you're in the mall asking people, too, that's still should, people willing to take a poll.
Sure. Yeah. You should ask Zogby about that, because Zogby does online polling. In fact, I'm signed up to be a Zogby pollee. So whenever Zogby's got a poll,
yeah,
they send it to me, and I get to take it. And you could go and sign up, too. I don't know what the exact link is, but Zogby.com, I think you could probably find it there. So they must when you sign up, you know, you may... During the poll, you fill out demographic information on yourself. So I guess they get all the information that they need from you.
Hmm.
Anyway, because there's no reason why you couldn't lie over the phone, too, right? I mean, as far as about who you are, how old you are, and all that.
It's true.
According to Harris, people are 3 times more likely to say their sexual orientation is gay, lesbian, or bisexual if they're online versus over the phone. 3 times more likely.
Are these like people that are just the same mentality of Christmas treeing an exam in high school? I mean, it's online. Who cares? We'll give them some crazy information.
That's another factor, I guess. I don't know. Researchers called this unwillingness to give honest answers to some questions in telephone surveys a social desirability bias. This distinction between online and telephone polls may explain why more people said they aren't absolutely certain that there's a God than have given similar replies in other surveys conducted by telephone. It's an interesting suggestion, but really? Do people really care that much about what the random phone survey guy thinks about their religious beliefs?
Yeah, the college student taking the survey?
Or maybe they just don't want to hear themselves say that they don't think that they're not sure about the existence of a God. Maybe it's less concrete for them if they just click a radio button on the internet versus actually saying the words, I'm not sure if I believe that there's a God. Maybe that's something, that's a psychological factor involved here as well. Because if they hear themselves saying it, maybe they'll become... maybe they'll believe it more, or disbelieve it more. Anyway, you take control, bring up what you want, 800-259-9231 as we shift gears to the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration.
Now, this is a an account online, and it's rather lengthy. And I've decided to start sort of, I've cut off some of the top of it. And just to start in the middle here on, let me give the gentleman's name, davidganji.net.
Okay.
Okay. So, let's see. And this is where the fun begins.
So this
says.
Is his account of right. TSA trip?
Right.
Okay.
A trip and includes lots of TSA fun.
Got it.
When I got to the airport, it was 11 o'clock in the morning. I was wearing sunglasses. It's pretty damn sunny in L.A. most mornings at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
My rapt attention to the bag scanning process and my overall grumpiness caused me to forget I was wearing sunglasses
inside
the airport. As far as I know, however, this is not remotely illegal. It may not be chic or cool, but there are probably more people in L.A. that wear sunglasses indoors than any other city on the planet. So I wasn't exactly outrageous for me not to remove them. Unencumbered by my luggage, I sauntered towards the monolithic stairs leading to the real security line. This part annoys me. You have a flight of stairs. At the top of the flight of stairs, there's a security officer who confirms that the security officer at the bottom of the stairs has confirmed that you have a photo ID and a boarding pass. It is physically impossible to get to the top of these stairs without having first been at the bottom of these stairs. There is nobody magically jumping in the middle of the stairs that could have avoided the security officer at the bottom of the stairs. I am forced to assume that the redundancy in this place is because of the top of the stairs. Security officers have decided that the bottom of the bottom of the stairs security staff is untrustworthy or vice versa. And
you guys couldn't see the spittle that he spat all over his microphone.
Well, you know, you're supposed to spit in,
on your chin
when you're doing broadcast. And I really do need to get a rant about how each and every one of the 9/11 hijackers has a valid photo ID and boarding pass. Unless the bottom of the stairs and the top of the stairs and the bottom of the stairs security officers have photographic memories and have memorized the names of all potential terrorists, I can't imagine what the point is of being so fanatical about the whole double confirmation of boarding passes, because all they do is look at your ID and boarding pass.
Yep, that's it. They just match the names. That's all they do.
Yeah. There are actually four security officers at the bottom of the stairs. Real security officers are probably insulted by the term that we use to refer to TSA agents. And I sympathize with them.
Yeah, they probably are.
On staff this day were four Latino women. Girls, really. Not one of them was older than 20 or taller than 5'2". And they barely spoke English. Now, understand that even when I am in a bad mood, I am still one of the most cheerful men you're ever likely to meet. That goes triple if you work in a terribly unsatisfying job like checking boarding passes and identification when you just know that B at the top of the stairs is going to double-check your work every time. I've worked in craft jobs and have always tried to be pleasant. Good morning, I smiled at Alicia, handing her my California driver's license and printed from the internet but ridiculously easily forged Southwest boarding pass.
I'm that way too. I mean, I'm always friendly with people when I'm dealing with them in the public, even the surly bureaucrats of the TSA. We'll continue his story because I have a feeling there's more.
Oh, much more.
800-259-9231 with your airport hell stories. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there. It's like the listener editable version of the show's website. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. wiki.freetalklive.com. As we continue with the TSA fun story instead of what we normally have, which is a TSA hell story where they're harassing people, feeling up old ladies, taking off people's pants and that sort of thing. I don't know if that's actually happened, but it may have. Anyway, it's kind of a different bit of a TSA story, and we're continuing it now. So the man is at an escalator in the Los Angeles airport.
And he's, it's stairs, and he's being checked by a security gal from the TSA. Or I don't know if it's TSA or not. Security gal. Okay, she smiled at me, checked with the name of my license, matched the name of my boarding pass, and used a yellow highlighter to mark the boarding pass with what looked like exactly a one-inch line.
Hmm.
Now, do I need to tell you that they sell yellow highlighters in just about every single store in America? As she handed me back my papers, she paused. She looked me in the eyes and smiled and then said, "I can't see your eyes." I raised my hand to my face to remove my sunglasses and stopped. She wasn't smiling at me because she was nice. She was smiling because she was suffering from false authority syndrome.
What's this?
It's just something he's made up. The poor child. In the most disarming, rational, peaceful, and kind voice of my command, I said, "You don't need to see my eyes. You have to."
There are no droids here.
That's great. "You have to remove your sunglasses, sir." "No, actually, I don't."
"Really?"
"I can't let you pass here with your sunglasses on."
"Wow."
Yes, you can.
At this point, she became obviously frustrated and confused. She looked at me as if I was a freshly shaven Osama bin Laden in sport coat and khakis and became stern. Take them off, please. There's no law that says I can't wear sunglasses in an airport, ma'am. Yes, there is. It's a rule. It's not a rule. It is. I can't let you pass. Yes, you can.
Gosh.
She took my boarding pass and used her yellow highlighter to turn the line into an X. An X of shame. An X of potential threat. She called to the top of the stairs officer and said, threat alert.
Really?
No, I'm not kidding. Then she let me go up the stairs. At this point, I expected to get an argument with the top of the stairs woman. I didn't care. I had 2 hours to kill and I wasn't in the mood to be pushed around by the TSA. But surprisingly, the gal at the top of the stairs, he gives her name here, did nothing even remotely antagonistic. In fact, she let me go on to the extra short special security line.
Yes.
This was a bonus.
We're going to try this next time we go on a trip, Mark.
You are going to try this next time you go. Instead of standing in the general line with the hundreds of non-sunglassy-wearing rubes, I got to go in the fast lane.
Yes.
The fast lane was occupied by a mother and her three children, a very, very tall black man, and a guy that looked like the most average, generic businessman possible.
Threat alerts.
Maybe they were like, this is the special VIP line or something. I didn't feel like any of them could in any way be as much of a threat as I was, but I guess you can't judge a book by its cover. We merrily zipped through the metal detector and had our carry-on bags x-rayed. The carry-on bag x-ray is my favorite part of flying and has been since long before 9/11. I haven't gotten in an airplane without a pocket knife since I was a Boy Scout. If my plane goes down, damn it, I will not be stranded in a desert without any way of cracking into a coconut. Ever since 9/11, I've carried at least 2, and sometimes 3, backup pocket knives.
Really?
I've flown about 30 times since then, and only one time was one of my knives confiscated.
Wow.
For this flight, I had 2, and they both went undetected.
Excellent, even though he was in the super special search line.
Yep, but now a wrinkle. I wasn't allowed to get my bags. A tremendously grumpy guy grabbed my bag, my laptop, my jacket, and my shoes, and gave me the double ultra shakedown. He went through every pocket of my briefcase. He went through my jacket. He looked at my shoes. He did not, shall I note, ask me to remove my sunglasses. He never smiled. He was a serious TSA agent.
Yes.
There was a uniformed LA...
Serious business.
There was a uniformed LAPD officer standing nearby as well. But he looked like he just enjoyed standing there and flexing and wasn't really interested at all in the potential threats of national security that were being given the what for by the serious TSA guy.
Sure, he's just a cop. He's getting paid to stand there.
The TSA double security checker was not about to let me get past him. He knew I was a bad guy. I had a water bottle. I wasn't hiding it or anything. I just honestly forgot the liquids are dangerous nowadays. And he held it in front of my face like I was like it was a Nazi membership card that he'd found in my blazer. You know you can't have this, right? I almost said something snarky about how it was cool that he didn't care about my Swiss Army knife or my Leatherman tool.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Instead, my reply was, oh, yeah, right, sorry about that. I reached for the water bottle saying, I'll just chug it now. You would have thought I pulled an Uzi out of my butt at this point. He literally jumped backwards and told me, don't come any closer. I laughed. I did. I couldn't help it. It was absurd. I looked at the LAPD officer and said, is he serious? The policeman looked at me as if I was as if he was very, very sorry and trying not to laugh himself. He walked a little bit closer towards us but said nothing. Dude, it's water. I'll drink it right now. I can't let you do that. You have to throw it away.
What?
Why? I'm going to drink it. I'll drink the whole thing right now, right in front of you.
Oh,
you can't do that. Why
this
not?
Is so absurd.
It's against the law.
Against the law to drink water?
What law? You can't drink in the security area at the airport. Now, this is where I got mad. There is no law that says I can't drink water in the security
area
at the airport.
They just make it up. They just make it up on the spot.
I looked at the cop and said, is there? The cop said, I have no jurisdiction where you are. You're not an L.A. property.
Why are you here?
These bureaucrats are great.
Yeah.
This seems pretty silly to me, and it is. What the hell was he doing there if he wasn't allowed to do anything?
Exactly.
But whatever. He was a cool cop, and I didn't have any beef with him. I looked back at the TSA guy and said, show me the law. He stared bolts of fire into my skull and says, I don't have to show it to you. It's the law. Yes, I really did say, there's no law, man, I said. He said, and I swear, I'm not making any of this up. It's an SSI, and I'm not required to show it to you. I don't know what an SSI is.
Secret Security Initiative. I just made
what
it
is
up.
An SSI? Are you kidding? This is America. You can't enforce a law without showing it to me. I've never voted on any law about drinking water in a security area and of the airport. There's no such law. I really wanted to ask him if SSI stood for Super Secret Information, but I forgot. I can't let you drink this water. Fine. Throw it away. I don't care. It's an unopened bottle of water that I'm willing to drink right in front of you. But whatever. I can't throw it away. You have to throw it away.
What?
I picked up my bags and walked away. For quite some time, I noticed that the person who assumed to be the top TSA guy was following me around Brookstone. I had a tail, and I had a pretty good time making him think I was trying to lose him there for a little while. Then my girlfriend called, and I forgot about him. He was gone. Good times.
Wow. Yeah, good times indeed.
That was fun. It was a great fun story about what happened to the TSA. And, you know, this just goes to show how a pretty ordinary day can be turned good by a good writer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, somebody he had enough time to fool around with the TSA, and he did. I love the part about the yellow markers.
Yes.
Well, they've checked me. See, I have a yellow line from a highlighter on my boarding pass.
Yeah. Next time you can bring the boarding pass with the yellow line already on it, and she'll think you were already there.
Yes. Next time you come through, just have your fake boarding pass printed up off the internet.
Right.
Put a yellow line across it. And then say to the lady, oh, I'm sorry, you've already checked me. I'll bet you they let you through.
1-800-259-9231.
Not that it matters. You just get into the terminal where you have to have a ticket because the boarding agent wants to know you paid for your flight.
Yeah, exactly.
These people just want to match a name to a piece of paper.
So, if you've got a TSA story, whether it's a hell story or a fun story, as that one was, or he took the fun approach, I guess. He took a very positive attitude about the TSA shakedown. And I got to say that, you know what? I think that if you don't want to do it, Mark, I'll give it a shot. I'm going to go, the next time I go on an airplane, I'm going to claim to not have photo ID. And I'm going to fly without photo
ID. I'm definitely not going in as two guys claiming not to have photo ID. No.
Ooh, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Interesting.
Two guys together with no photo ID?
Yeah. If one guy's dangerous, two guys, even more dangerous.
All right, so you bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Here's another absurd story. Lincoln, Nebraska, the Associated Press, politics may not be in the blood, but it could be in the genes? That's the theory of a team of political scientists and geneticists trying to prove with extensive studies of twins, genes, and brain scans the idea that you might have been born to the political belief system that you currently have, which I think is absolutely absurd. We'll get into the details coming up. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the Polar Powered Ceramic Block Biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked.
I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Andy in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are totally free. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some Free Talk Live stuff. And there's the music bed again. How about that? That rocks. So we asked that you buy some Free Talk Live stuff at the store, store.freetalklive.com. There's Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts, classic archives on DVD collector sets, all there, store.freetalklive.com. Now, this is just an absolutely absurd suggestion, but we're going to talk about it anyway, because apparently the Associated Press thought it was worth reporting on. According to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, one of the political science professors, he says, I perfectly understand that some people are skeptical, but he's trying to prove with extensive studies of twins, genes, and brain scans that somehow your politics is in your genes. The idea goes back more than 2,000
years.
Haven't
we seen people change their politics here at Free Talk Live? I mean,
yes,
they change their opinion. How can it be in your genes then?
Well, it's a ridiculous claim.
Yes.
And we're going to examine it here. We'll see what he has to say for himself, though. Maybe he'll make a persuasive case.
Hmm.
Anyway, John Alford,
we're so easily persuaded.
The associate professor of political science who's working with the other guy, Hibbing, said it goes back more than 2,000 years. In 350 B.C., Aristotle wrote, quote, man is by nature a political animal, unquote. Well, so some guy wrote something a long time ago. That means it's true.
That's absolutely right.
Now, Alford said scientists are trying to improve on that. Genetic researchers are trying to prove that social attitudes can be inherited, and have discovered strong correlations between the two. So far, the political connection has relied on studies by Lyndon Eaves, professor of human genetics and psychiatry at the Virginia Commonwealth University. About 8,000 sets of identical and fraternal twins answered a series of questions on topics such as school prayer, nuclear power, women's liberation, and the death penalty. Identical twins who share their entire genetic code answered more similarly than fraternal twins, who are no more similar than non-twin siblings. If you assume that both identical and fraternal twins share an environment, then the disparity between the results must be genetic.
But they don't share a sex, necessarily.
Okay. That's true.
Well, I mean, things are different growing up for boys and girls. Things, yeah, just seems to me.
Some scientists, however, are not ready to embrace the theory. Evan Charney, assistant professor at Duke University, says, the very idea that something like a political ideology could be heritable is incoherent. It doesn't make any sense, and it's historically inaccurate. Any similarities found in twins' political beliefs can be attributed to environment and not genetics, Charney said. His paper, Genes and Ideologies, written to argue many of the other guy's claims, is being considered for publication by the Review of Politics. He recently presented the work to the American Political Science Association. Quote, I have not proved that environment has caused this, but neither have they proved that genes have caused this. An environment, he said, is a more far more plausible explanation, and I happen to agree. Hibbing does agree that his research isn't definitive. Quote, no specific genes have been connected to political traits. That's our group's main goal. Who is funding you? Is it the government? Is the government giving these people money? Somebody's paying for this this study to go on.
Yeah, it's not free.
Social scientists typically dismiss genetic influence, and that's a mistake, he said. The next step, he says, includes scans to observe the brain in action as subjects answer questions on political topics. That work is in progress at Baylor Medical Center. Next month, members of the team will travel to Australia. Man, international travel included in the budget here, Mark.
Sweet.
Going to Australia. We're going to surf the Great Barrier Reef.
They're going to investigate the pattern of disease in families, including twins. And his research could provide more important clues for the budding scientist. The goal is to persuade people to accept that political views aren't just random opinions thrown together by a combination of environmental influences. Why do you have this goal? Are you trying to suggest that people should just take their original political beliefs and stick with them? You are a Republican, and you're a Republican for life. You are a Democrat, and you will always be a Democrat because you were born that way.
Perhaps we can engineer so that we can have a world full of Republicans or a world full of Democrats.
It's just absolutely ludicrous. The goal is to persuade people to accept that they aren't just random opinions. We can't just fall for the fairy tale that all people are genetically identical, says Hibbing. Willful ignorance is unforgivable, he says. Do you think that there's even a chance that this foolish man actually has it right? Do you think that there's a chance that politics can be determined by genetics?
Doesn't seem likely to me.
In which case, if it's true that genetics determines politics, then most people are genetically inclined against politics, right? Most people don't have politics.
Yeah, most people don't vote.
Most people think politics, and rightly so, is a waste of their time. And I completely understand. It's boring. It's annoying. It's something that just bothers their lives. It doesn't enhance their lives. A lot of people are political because they feel like they have to be. That's the reason why I pay attention. Because I'm just concerned with the fact that there are armed people out there trying to take money from me. That's the reason why I'm involved. So most people could give a flip about politics. Well, now, if it's true that most people are genetically predisposed towards politics, then it must also be true that most people are genetically predisposed towards the type of music they like, or the type of movies they like to watch. I mean, this is just nuts. 800-259-9231 with your thoughts. Maybe there's a chance that some people are genetically predisposed to walk naked around their house. Mark, you've got a story about that, don't you?
Could happen. Like this gentleman. Apparently it's a very short article. Man arrested after appearing naked in his own home. Massillon, Ohio. A man appeared naked in his own home, was arrested Monday. Massillon police said the 43-year-old man was charged with two counts of public indecency. Sounds wrong. He's not being public. Officers arrested Charles, Charles Avenue Southeast resident when he was observed naked in an open window.
Well, now that's the question. Is your window being opened, does that all of a sudden make what you're doing public?
How naked was he observed in the window? Was he just wandering around his house naked?
That's what it sounds like.
Was he in a trench coat, doing the windmill? What was he doing?
You would think if he was self-pleasuring, that would have been mentioned. Because they love to point out the perverts in the news.
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like he was just walking around naked.
That's what it sounds like.
Some busybody neighbor spotted him. Maybe a mom was walking by. She didn't want her daughter to see it. Oh, heavens no. Little Julie will never see a penis in her entire life, and here is this man standing in front of his window.
It's just, he's arrested. Public indecency for being in his own house.
So you actually think that this is outrageous. You, who is against the snow penis.
It depends on what he was doing in his window.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not indecent to be naked, but it's indecent to
not in your own home
some sort of sexual act in the window?
It would be very. It would be strange. You've got to be looking. You know, to be seeing someone in their window, you've got to be looking.
That's not necessarily true. For instance, there's a window here in the studio,
mm-hmm.
and if we were to open the blinds on this window, they're shut at the moment. If we were to open the blinds, anybody who drove by would have their attention drawn to this particular room. Now, why is that?
Because it's lit.
Yeah, there's lights on, and it's dark outside. Now, it doesn't specify. Did this specify it happened in the middle of the day?
Not. No, it doesn't specify much of anything in this article.
A lot of windows these days are sort of dark during the daytime. If it's brighter outside and darker inside, then nobody's attention is going to necessarily be brought to the room. But if it's brighter in the room than it is outside, everybody who passes by is going to be looking in there. So that's another important factor.
Okay, well, there's the point. I don't know. I think if I paid for the house,
yeah.
I should be able to walk around naked.
With all the windows open.
Well, I
how would you feel if you had a little, you know, 7-year-old daughter? You were walking down the street and you saw that.
I would feel like it's that guy's house, really.
Right. Well, that's because you're not a prude. You know, see, somebody was walking by who's a prude, sees a naked man or a naked woman, and they get upset. They get offended. They feel like their daughter or their son has been tainted.
I'm sure
the
that seeing this 43-year-old man naked was offensive, but it's his house,
right?
You know? And I do lots of offensive things in my house. I don't do them in front of a window, but...
Well, as somebody who's had his share of experience walking around a house naked...
But you keep all your windows closed all the time.
Right, because I realize that, not because I'm concerned with what other people are going to think, I'm not at all. I just don't want to bother anybody. And I realize there's prudish people in America that will be offended by those sorts of things. So I'm concerned for those individuals in there, and I don't want to get into a clash and a conflict with these people. It's not too difficult to close the blinds. You know, although I don't support his arrest. I disagree with that. I don't think he should have been arrested. Let's talk to Steve in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Steve.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, this guy who says political ideologies are like genetically disposed?
Yeah, isn't it silly?
There it is. Because my mom was a hardcore liberal, I remember back in the early and late 80s, and I was a complete anarchist.
Now, what was your dad?
He was a liberal, too. I remember I was like about 8 years old back in 84, and he asked me who to vote for, and he said Mondale. I was like, no, vote for Reagan.
You're an anarchist and you voted for Reagan?
Well,
he didn't vote for anything.
I'm not an anarchist anymore. I'm more of a minarchist.
Thanks, Steve. We're coming back with more. Hour 3's on the way.
DVD.
Books.
Music.
Instruments.
Periodicals.
Computers.
Software.
Electronics.
Photo.
Cell phone.
Office products.
Home and garden.
Bed and bath.
Furniture.
Kitchen.
Pet supplies.
Automotive.
Hardware.
Apparel.
Shoes.
Jewelry.
Grocery.
Healthcare.
Sports and outdoors.
Toys.
Games.
Used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. A great deal. Delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Times